The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Worldwide Web, it's Big Fat Winners Radio.
Buckle up. Buckle up, people. It's coming, Tuesday night, Big Fat Winners. I heard some crazy news today. We got to discuss it. NFL sitting across from the edge. How about we are here, people, college football. We are here this Saturday, five games. What is today? Tuesday, August 24th. That's crazy.
Flew by. August is always the fastest month, I think.
It is. And now you think about it. We got this week. We got five games. They spread them out. You got a 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Kind of poo-poo games. But it'll get the juices flowing for people. And then next week's show will really be, because that's where we get – I mean, there's some massive games. Right out of the chute, we have Ohio State. I mean, that's a lot of points for is he a freshman, the quarterback? Either way, he's a new starter.
Redshirt, yeah.
Stroud. Either way, I mean, two touchdowns on the road at a semi-talented Minnesota team. But so last night, before we get into too much on the NFL, because I got –
they're going to row their boat to getting hammered. That's what I think. They're going to row that boat and be down by 20 in the first half.
It could happen. But will you be shocked if it's close late?
Yes.
You will be?
Okay. Row your boat right out the stadium with your ass whooped. That's what I think. I mean, I can't believe that line. Out of every line, that's the one that jumps out early.
You love
it. For sure. Oh, we talk about it throughout the season at different times, especially with the weird year last year. But when you get Ohio State under 14, it's like Christmas. I don't care who they're playing. They just pound teams.
They could hammer them. But so my boy Brennan, give him a shout out. He brought some of the best whiskey. Buffalo Trace, by the way, I've only had it one other time. Might be the best whiskey I've ever had. I've had it one of – it's so smooth. You really don't know. It's such a different taste compared to other whiskeys, but he came out from – he's a pilot. He's money, works for a private – I always thought he was a kid, though. I always thought he was like your age or younger. And he's my age. He's got a daughter that goes to school out east. She listens to the show once in a while. In fact, I think her school – they might be playing Air Force in week one. Her school, they come out, they're just going to get boat race, but just wanted to give him a shout out. Hey, we drove around. There were bucks all over the place. Cause I had to drive him home to his hotel. We met at Cleats, empty, watched a little football game, but I just wanted to give him a shout out. Good kid. I like him a lot.
He's your age.
I know, but he's been one of our – he's been from the jump. So,
he's the best.
So anyway, I heard something today in the NFL blew my mind. It's on the news wires now. So apparently the way last year the NFL had a whole different thing with COVID, right? Teams could just cancel. I mean, they kind of coddled the Ravens, right? I mean, they moved the Ravens down any day of the week. The Broncos had to move it. They're like, we got to play a receiver at quarterback.
Practice squad receiver.
And we're not going to get in. This isn't the politics of this, but this is the way that you have to be aware of how the NFL – I did not know they were doing this. So I guess Cole Beasley and four or five other starters on Buffalo did not get vaccinated. One of the trainers for Buffalo did get vaccinated. The guys are wearing masks, doing everything right, but not vaccinated. The trainer comes down after being vaccinated, comes down with COVID. Those guys that came in contact with them, and I don't believe any of them tested positive, 5 days quarantine. That's when you're not vaccinated. So in the NFL, 5 days. Wow. Remember, there's no moving games. So people, remember, think about what I'm saying. If this was – let's just say this is Thursday night. and this happens during the season. Well, those five starters, you can't there's no rescheduling. That's going to be come into play a ton, because we do not know how many NFL players are vaccinated.
We'll find out, but I just hope it's not anything like last year. Last year was awful.
Well, remember this, and I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it again next week, and then we're going to be on our own with the gambling. That's how it is. But the way I'm going to roll with my players this year, and when you and I do things, I mean, you might do it a little differently, but I think it can cost us. But I'm not even on Saturday. I'm not even, if it's a noon game, I'm not even giving the play out till 11 a.m.
Because I'm not worried as much about college. NFL.
I'm not as much about college either. And you do get notice in the NFL. The problem with colleges is, because I do off the grid games, you do not do as many of those. Sometimes on those off the grid games, they don't tell you. You know, you try to look up stuff in the local papers, and then all of a sudden you're like eight. So I'm going to try to find. I did not do a good job of that last year. I'm going to do a much better job.
Oh, who did? It was impossible.
It was impossible. So do your homework, people. Like we said last year, it's going to be a little tricky this year. It's not going to be now. Stands are going to be full. It's just going to be an interesting dynamic in the month of September. I'm telling you that right now. So just do your homework. So what else?
Not looking forward to it.
I am. I'm excited. I mean, this Saturday, I'm excited. Even though these aren't
great. Well, college, I think, will roll it the whole year. But NFL in particular, I just think it's going to cost teams. But
it's 100% chance, with the way the NFL is not playing favorites and moving games this year. And we, again, have no clue from team to team who is vaccinated. Because it's not even about the vaccine. It's just the protocols are very different. Like if one just gets tested, if he's around, if he's negative, he's fine. The other one is out regardless for 5 days. You know, anything Wednesday after, you're missing the game. I mean, it's huge.
Right.
Huge.
Not great.
So I am intrigued by Nebraska-Illinois this week. I know it's a doo-doo game, but I'm telling you, Frost is on the hot seat. Frost is on the hot seat in Nebraska. He's got to win this year. So
I think that number is exactly where it should be. But, you know, I've heard a lot of people like Illinois on the money line, and I see why. But, you know, it's one of them games I would just watch. I mean, it's a terrible week, let's be honest. Even the over-unders, me and you were looking at some overs in that, like in that Hawaii game. That number's right where it should be. I mean, tickling 70, just ridiculous.
But the stud quarterback for UCLA just came back. He's been out for undisclosed reasons. So I'm just telling you, I know you love UCLA, and we know they can roll it. A lot of people are very high on this Hawaii, especially defense, and he's been out, and no one's talking about why. And he just came back to practice, I think, yesterday. So just keep that in mind.
It's in my mind, and I just think if you roll him out there and he's healthy, he's going to light it up.
Oh, he's an athlete. If he improves,
no chance he's worse. No chance he's worse. I mean, every year you get older, you typically get better as a quarterback, especially mentally. And with all the different things that Kelly runs, and this is going to be another year in that system. I mean,
I have a problem with Kelly because he literally, even back in the Oregon days, even when they would roll it, I would pick the time. He just doesn't cover for me much.
Not getting on the boat and rowing out to Hawaii. I mean, well, so that's the good news.
That's
huge for me.
It is, but remember, we don't know this, but I'd be shocked if Hawaii is not already here. Like it's
I'd
first
be shocked
game,
right? If Ohio State isn't the first fatty payback, because I just think they're going to pummel. I think they're going to row that boat and just get pummeled. That sounds great until you run up against Ohio State. Then you're looking for a boat to jump on and get out of there.
Because
just looking around, the sky is falling.
Yeah, they could get. I mean, again,
you think they're going to be sleeping on their first game? Do you think Ohio State's going to be sleeping on their first game?
No, I think
you think
gonna
that
come
quarterback
out.
Ain't jacked like it's the national championship.
I think
you
got to
think mentally.
I think that Minnesota – all I'm saying is I can see what you're saying. I just think Minnesota has enough – now, again, we watched Minnesota last year, and he is not – what's that rowboat – what's his name again? I tell you.
I know. No, that's your guy. The coach?
Yeah.
Oh, that's –
you know what I'm talking about, running around – Fleck. I've seen – I mean, he – look, Maryland.
You love him.
No, no, it's not about loving them. I've seen, I keep thinking they're going to improve and do better than what they do. And then they let me down in situations and I look up and I'm like, their defense isn't any good. So I don't know what to expect from that
game. If Ohio State's up 10 late, let's say 3-4 minutes left, they're going to try to score. They are not going to first game
with
an unproven quarterback. You know, they're going to want to try to get every single possession a touchdown just to get them lubed up. You know it and I know it.
Well, and it matters. They won't do what they did in the championship game last year and kneel the ball.
No chance, Lance. Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, you know exactly what I'm saying. So let's talk about you're surprised. First of all, is Bama going to lose this year or are they running the table?
They're going to lose.
Okay. We don't know which game. But like you said, it's hard to keep repeating. They've won 19 straight, I believe. It's just hard to keep winning.
I wish you could bet against the guy winning the Heisman. I don't think that quarterback has a chance to win the Heisman, let alone because he's up there in the rankings. And I just think, you know, he's just not. Now, Tua surprised me a little bit. He was better than I expected him to be. This guy has a few – he's like a lesser man's Tua in a lot of ways from the little bit I've seen him. I just don't get sized. I see a lot more value in the Heisman and also in Alabama. I just don't – you know, and I could be wrong, but, you know, I know they got Robinson, but he's not going to be a Najee Harris. Or now maybe they have another running back that I just haven't been exposed to yet who's just going to roll out there and be a Heisman candidate. Well, but Robinson's a good back, but he is not outstanding like the other guys.
No, but, I mean, you know he's gotten bigger, stronger, and faster. I agree with you. Najee was special. Harris was special. And obviously some of the other guys before
and
him.
And Derrick Henry.
They've had just crazy backs. But so I agree with you there. I think it's hard to just go undefeated year after year, especially when you got to believe Auburn's got a lot. You know, that's always – and it is what it is, and I know it, but it happens. You got LSU who's going to – you know, they're picked to be a little better. Of course, their quarterback has a bum shoulder right now. We don't know how long that's going to last. I just think it's hard to run the table. You never know if Ole Miss – because I think they might get Bama at Ole Miss this year. I don't know. But either way, I think Bama – I still think they might make the playoff, but I can see them slipping once. But we'll see. What about Heisman? Who's your Heisman?
I could see them unless somebody, you know, I can't see the future. And I'm not going to sit up here and act like I know, like I've seen a lot of tape on the backups and you know, even the depth charts at this time of year, you just don't know.
Oh, yeah. You.
And the guy that we might think is second on that depth chart at quarterback, if he struggles, might not be. You know, if I'm wrong and they have a kid on the bench, like, because, you know, and I know as soon as Tua got hurt, I told you I didn't think they would lose much for Mac Jones because I knew a lot more about Mac Jones than I do some of the backups.
Yeah, you were dead bang. I was wrong on him, completely wrong on him at first. Now, I was right after you kind of pointed me in the direction. You were high on him from the jump.
Oh, like, from the jump, yeah.
You had
and
read
he proved it. I mean, even when they – Yeah, he's even when they, smart, or even dude. When you saw him in the spring games and they lost to Auburn that year, but it was 49-52, you know, once he'd get in. And so my whole thing is, though, I just don't see this cat as being the next in line.
No, I got you. Who's your hot right now? You have one pick high. Now, you've picked, like, out of the last 4 years, people don't realize you've picked two Heisman winners, and one came out of nowhere. You picked
one came out of nowhere.
I can't remember who you picked 3 or 4 years ago, but that's kind of when you and I first started talking. And then
– Oh, Lamar, yeah.
You picked – yeah, and you
picked
– Well,
Lamar for the draft mainly, and then – but, you know, I mean –
You picked Burroughs. Who's your Heisman pick? JT?
No, I got to go DJ. I know because I just – here's why. Let me just break it down. I don't like anybody this year like I have in the past, if you want to know the truth. Nobody jumps out to me on the list, but here's one thing I know for the people listening, they want action. And you're going to know.
Hall, baby. I'm going with Breece Hall.
Well,
you know why I say that? Only because Iowa State's hiring. Let's just say he has a silly year, but he has the one big game that matters where he torches or lights up Oklahoma. It could happen. Like you said, there's not that Tua, there's not that Trevor.
Yeah, I don't like JT Daniels. I don't like Bryce Young.
Dude, JT might lose. Look, if you lose week one to Clemson, come on. I mean, maybe you could climb, but reality is you're in trouble in the Heisman. You're actually in trouble in the playoff, too, but for sure.
Even Slovis will probably let me down at USC. I always get sized for Slovis.
Dude, come on. You get too sized. He's so
I get sized for Purdy. Purdy will lose to some nub FCS team.
That's why I like Breece Hall.
One, Max Johnson is a stud at LSU. I do like Max Johnson, but I just don't know if this is the year they put it He's all together. Hey, He's my guy, young. Bo Nix, plus 6,000.
Yep. You keep doing him. I think every time you've picked, listen, I want
Spencer
you to admit it now.
I'll give you some cool names. Graham Mertz and Spencer Sanders are two guys where, nope. Real long shots. I mean, but at the end of the day, there's nobody. Master Teague is the Ohio State cat that's high up there.
He could get it.
Yeah, he is good, dude.
He's good.
But at the end of the day, I know he's a top up there guy. I like Dariq King, but with the way their schedule is, they're going to lose multiple games more than likely with the way their schedule is.
Now, he'll be in the mix if they beat Bama right out of the shoe.
That's what I mean. They're not. I know, but dude.
I know. They're probably not 19 points.
They could. They could, but I'm not saying they won't. They could, actually. That is a spot you could see, But even then, man, they got to beat UNC. Then they got to win in the, I guess you're right, though. If they do just somehow pull it out against Alabama, then all they have to really worry about is UNC.
Well,
but even that's on the road. Florida State's on the road. I don't know.
No, but I'm just saying he would be thrown into the top of the mix if they somehow beat Bama.
Those would probably be my top two guys. DJ at Clemson, I love it. Here's why. The first week, you're either in or you're out. If he loses, he's out of the Heisman. If he wins, he's in the thick of it the rest of the year. No, you know he's going to put up big numbers. And that's really what people listening want is a sweat, let's be honest. And I'll tell them straight up this year, I don't have my finger on the button at all on one particular guy, but the value just screams bet on King, like you said, and bet on DJ at Clemson. Because if either one of those guys win or both of them win, you got a legit sweat all year.
What's Breece Hall?
Oh, Breece Hall. But you know why I don't like that? Because a receiver won it last year. When's the last time? Breece Hall is plus 4,000 roughly, give or take.
Dude, that's a pretty good sweat for a guy who's the best, who's literally right now considered either the best or and probably has a good shot at the NFL. I'm just saying that's you could do two or three of them for plus 4,000. That's not a bad sweat.
What do you think he'd have to get to get the Heisman?
I think he'd have
2,000 yards.
I think he'd have to get 1,800. But all most importantly, Iowa State would have to do something special this year. Because if they do what they did last year, he'll have a fine year and get drafted. But he's not going to be, like you said. So that's a long shot.
When you say a special year, they got to beat Texas, Oklahoma,
right?
TCU,
yep.
Oklahoma State. They got a tough schedule,
well,
man.
Dude, they're
picked even
seventh.
Iowa. Oh man,
they're
they
picked seventh. So outside of the big boys, they're right there in the mix with everybody.
Well, let me tell you this. If they beat Oklahoma State, Texas, and Oklahoma, and Iowa, and four in a row right there in the heart of their schedule, well, then he is going to win the Heisman, okay? Because that means they're going undefeated, and I just don't see that happening.
No, I don't see that either.
Now, they do get three out of those four at home. Fun fact. So even though those four games are –
Yeah, but the big one's at Oklahoma's on the road, and that's the one that could make
that it. Is – yeah, you're right.
So who's your NFL rookie of the year? I got one. I'm going to drop a bomb.
Let me know, and I've been waiting. I've been waiting for this. So
can you guess who it's going to be? I'll give you three guesses.
All right.
If you guess it, I'm going to be salty, but because I just think it's a special pick that I think he has the potential to be great.
All right, let's go with Devontae Smith.
No.
Kyle Pitts.
No, but I like that too.
This is my last one.
I'll give you a tip.
What about now this is a deep one. If I hit this, I'm money. You won't say this one though. Sam Ellinger?
No. But that's not a bad pick. I like Najee.
Oh, well, that's who I like.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah, that's my guy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Without a doubt. He's fifth in the – yeah. Without a doubt, that's my guy.
Well, 100%. Wait a minute. You could easily say a lot of people, let's just say Lawrence had a decent year. Or
I'll put in the bet with you. We'll both put in 250.
I just like him. I can
it's
see
plus
him.
Plus 800 roughly. Oh, I love him. But, I mean, it's one of the things. Does he get hurt or not?
When you go for rookie, you have no idea. You have no idea. Look what happened to your boy ETN with the Jags. Out.
The only other one, I might do that. I feel really good about both of these this year. I think one of these is almost, in my mind, almost a lock. It's Najee and Mac Jones. And Najee's about
like
plus
Mac
8.
Jones.
Mac Jones about plus 1,200.
I don't know that Cam Newton's going to see the field once if Mac Jones gets his shot. I heard a lot of people saying the opposite of that. I just don't see the value. So I'm not sure what Belichick's thinking with Cam Newton. I just don't see the value. I just see Cam Newton as a 6 or this year an 8 and 9 quarterback.
I just can't believe your huge bomb was the first guy that isn't a quarterback in the odds.
Well, I didn't know that. Tells you how much I studied. That's why I
didn't
say it.
That's why I didn't say him. Because he's my number one for sure.
Okay.
A lot of people, though, you know what? If you asked about 100 people, I'd say almost probably half would say Kyle Pitts. People get so psyched for him.
Well, he's going to be a stud.
Well, apparently he's Tony Gonzalez. Guess what? I think he's a bust.
Well, here's the thing about Pitts. He's on a really bad football team.
Yeah.
With an old quarterback. Yes, you know he's going to be targeted, and you know they're going to bracket him because he's got the ability of a receiver for it. I mean, he's a freak.
And I don't think that's going to go well in the NFL.
It might not. We don't know yet.
I just think I haven't heard anybody say that but me. So when he's a Hall of Famer, I'm going to look stupid. But for some reason, I just get the vibe with the way his style is, it's really not going to be what people think it is in the NFL.
Before we're going to get in, obviously, because you've got to break down some of the week one, because we're here. And remember, this is the most unique year in the history of our world in the NFL. You only have 3 preseason games, which I've never seen. I'm sure back in the day they did, but you have 2 weeks to prepare for week one, which is not like it normally is. It's only 1 week. You have 2 weeks. It's like having a whole nother camp because these guys have 2 full weeks to prepare for that week one game. So we got to break down some of those because I know you have some week one games that I know you're going to love. I'm giving out such a monster play in week one to my players. I love it so much. I do. I've broken down their schedule. I just think it's such a good play, and the best player on the other team is not going to be back for week one, and he's not going to be back until week two or week three. And I'll know that before I make that play, but I'm almost positive that's what I heard. So any of these games early Saturday, we talked about the UCLA. The one game that I can see Fresno. I might have to look at a team total. You know how bad UConn's going to be again this year?
So bad.
So bad. But how do you lay?
Can they be as bad as they were?
Guess what the temperature is going to be for game time in that game? Well,
I have no idea.
Just take a guess. Now, this sounds ridiculous, but it matters.
95?
103.
Wow.
So people probably will be finished in that game. They might not make it. So keep
why
that in
so
mind.
Hot there, I wonder.
It's the whole West. That's just so everything hot. West to me just burns. Just burns. Mm-hmm. Everything's burning. It's crazy. 103 degrees for the Fresno game. And UTEP's up to 10. I mean, I don't get excited about that game. Now I will the line's out. I'm gonna tell you right now, I think San Jose State puts the wood on Southern Utah. It's only 22.
I don't even see that yet.
No, it just came out. So you'll get it. 22. They might put the wood on Southern Utah. That's going to be a in the Mountain West. I'm telling you right now. I know it's usually the Boise's and the San Diego States, and last year it was different with San Jose. San Jose and Nevada this year. Look out! Like Nevada in Week One, it's the last game of the night on Labor Day weekend on Saturday. It is a must-watch game. They are on the road against, I think it's Gerber in California or whatever his name is. Gerber, mm-hmm. Whatever.
He's still there, yeah.
Cal's laying 3 and a hook. And I'm telling you right now, the kid at Nevada is the real deal. They have their top 7 receivers back, their running back back, their defense back. I would even sprinkle a little on Nevada plus 145 on the money line, but the 3.5's enticing. But Saturday, it's a 10 p.m. Eastern game. I think San Jose State lays the wood to Southern Utah. I mean, who's Southern Utah? This is not a good team.
No, I love that play. I would definitely I'd lay the points with Fresno. I would take the points with Illinois. I'd lay the points with UCLA. And if I had to pick the New Mexico State game, I would take the home team plus 9.5.
When's the last time you've seen UTEP favored by 10?
Yeah, it's just a weird.
Not even on a high school team. It's ridiculous.
I couldn't put any real money on that game, but
no.
It is the only game. What time is that San Jose State game?
That's the 10 p.m. Eastern TV game, by the way. That's why I'm telling you and everyone else, there will be a line at some point in your book. Some of you will say, hey, Skip, I don't have a line. You wait, because TV games have lines.
I'd have to wait till the next – till September 2nd.
In fact, there'll be a first – I know, but there'll be a first half line on San Jose State game.
I really liked UCLA. I guess I still do. But for some reason, you know, and I probably should like UCLA more in this other game, but I just like Gus Malzahn. I always have. And
you love it. It's, you know, you, I'm telling you, if you like that game, you bet it was four. It's now creeping. It's all the way up to five and a half. UCF's favored. UCF might pound them into this is going
to,
this is,
or a they'll give up 60 to Bachmeier. So
they might, but this is a strange matchup for Boise because UCF, we looked at it today. They got 18 starters back. You got Gus Malzahn. They got all that speed coming back on offense. They got Gabriel, a quarterback who can light it up, coming back.
Love Gabriel.
And this is a strange, this is just a strange game for Boise coming across the country. They're going to be playing in the heat. It's going to be hotter than hell there. You know that.
I would jump on that Ohio State line before it gets to 14.
Yeah, if you
that's until September 2nd, but between that game and the between you got UCF, NC State, and Ohio State, all favorites. I like them all because I don't know the next time you're going to get Ohio State under 14 or South Florida less than 20. You know,
now many people
South
think
Florida's
South
terrible.
Florida might be one of the worst. I don't know what's happened there, but that must be a Saturday game. I'm looking. That must be a oh no, it's a Thursday night game.
Oh, is it okay?
That's a Thursday night game. It's up to 18. Now, NC State's got a lot of guys back. They should absolutely
and they were coming on strong at the end of last year.
They were, and they should absolutely destroy. This is going to be such a bad South Florida team, they're saying. So, but 18's a lot. I also think East Carolina in that same night catching 11.5 at App State. App State's had a lot of turnover. East Carolina's got every and maybe Ehlers. I think his quarterback is Ehlers.
Oh, you love him.
No, I don't love him because he'll make a lot of mistakes. I have wagered on him and given out quite a few plays. But if they put it together, East Carolina this year, I think they could be a bowl team this year, finally.
Again. How many people are going to lose their whole bankroll by September 3rd on UNC? Isn't the public just gonna? Isn't it gonna be like 95% on UNC?
I'll tell you, I would think, and I'll be honest, I'm a little scared and shocked by the line. Why is North Carolina, with all this hype and all these guys coming back, only laying 5.5 against a Virginia Tech team that disappointing team with a coach that probably the coach should be fired every year. He keeps
bringing going. All these guys back. They're losing the best backfield in the country.
I get that.
Both running backs are gone.
They're
losing a stud receiver that went to the Redskins in De'Ami Brown.
Yep, but they got lot of guys outside of that. They have a lot of guys that played last year coming back.
You know what they're really bad at on defense?
Stopping
everything.
The run.
Everything.
Yeah, can't
they're
stop
just bad the run. At they're bad at everything.
Well, then they're not going to be number 10.
Because they're not. Okay. They're not. They are fraudulent.
Hey, how about this game? You and I.
They had the kid who got drafted for on defense for them last year. The only real football player on the entire defense last year. What's his name? He was a. His brother played receiver too. Surratt.
Oh yeah, Surratt. Yep.
Yeah. Oh my God, he was. I don't know where he went in the draft, but man, he was a playmaker.
Yeah,
he's on
legit.
Defense. He's gone.
How about Duke Charlotte? I think Duke might pummel Charlotte this
they
year.
They did last year. That was one of my plays,
That
right?
was one of your huge plays, yeah. And now they go to
Hasn't
Charlotte.
Hasn't been that long. And you know what? The line was the same exact.
It was exactly the same.
It's like deja vu. Hammer it. Love
the
only, it.
The difference is it's on the road this year, but I still think Duke puts – I mean, is what's his name going to do poo-poo like he did last year, the quarterback there that came from Clemson? Is
he? He might be gone. He might be gone.
Oh, I hope he is. I hope he is gone.
I haven't checked, but
I haven't done research on Duke too much research on Duke yet.
No, he's gone.
One of the worst
out teams. Of there. Hey, out of there. Shocker.
Good. One of the worst teams in the country, Old Dominion at Wake Forest, 31.5, just a monster line. Another huge game on that is a weird game on Friday night, man. Some of the schedule is crazy. Like, you're going to play Michigan State, a conference game in August, right out of the chute at Northwestern. Michigan State,
love it.
Northwestern.
Hey, under.
How about under? Hey, how about Northwestern?
Under's always under.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew.
Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Always.
I think Northwestern beats them.
Oh, how about this? Under is the lock of the year. Lock of the year. Hey, week one, lock of the year. Lock of the century. Northwestern, all they do when they go play them boys is go under. And you know it and I know it. I'd have to look that up, but Michigan State Northwestern seems like it's always an under.
Under 45 and a hook right now. On the road, under the lights, 9 p.m. Eastern. Kind of a late game, but and that's about it for Friday. Then we get into the Saturday. Oklahoma's remains. How about the total in that game is 70? Jeez, that's a high total. Here's a game you and I haven't discussed yet, and we haven't talked about it off the air yet either. I mean, I just don't understand this one either. Is Wisconsin not going to put it on Penn State? Don't they just always pummel teams? I mean,
they both have so much turnover. I mean, you can't. Nobody has.
They
even
had
the freshman
of the year quarterback
field,
Wisconsin before the whole season and before they quit.
But
a half.
Who knows what he's like now?
Right, we don't know, and we don't know what's going on in that program. Michigan, Western Michigan. That's coming down. That was 19. It's down to 17.
Well, you act like Clifford isn't coming back for Penn State. My point is, other than that, there's just so much turnover on both those teams. It's hard to really get a feel for them.
Army, Georgia State, that doesn't really do much for me.
That Penn State game, everyone's going to be watching anyway. I'd rather watch that game and then go from there.
Oh, I'm with you when you're right on that one. No, it's Lafayette, by the way, at noon, is coming out here Saturday. We know there'll be a line because there was a line like last year. It'll be about 38. And Air Force will beat Lafayette like a bad dream. Just they got all these guys back, Air Force. Calhoun can flat coach. All they do is go to bowls and ruin people's seasons. And Air Force will probably boat race them. That'll be one of those games where the spread comes up late. We already talked about Bama, Miami. Another team everyone's talking about, and they think this guy has a chance because they think they can run the table, is Ritter for Cincinnati.
Oh, they love him.
Do you like him? I don't love him as a quarterback.
I mean, love him until I bet on him because he bones me every time I bet on him.
Cover for me. Cincinnati does. Now, they're playing Miami of Ohio in week one, and that line is –
give me Indiana on the money line against Iowa all day. I'll take Indiana money line.
They're catching for that line. Now, here's the problem. We got to find out if our boy is back. You know, he broke his – I'm not sure if he's back for that game. I know he's coming back, and how healthy will he be? Because he's the difference whether they beat Iowa and compete in that game or not, because their backup just wasn't great. But so far, the line – I mean, and Iowa's got a lot of guys back too. They got their quarterback back. They got some tight ends coming back. They got running backs coming back. We know they're always just a hard-nosed team. I don't love that game.
I'll tell you what, that Navy Marshall under, I mean, I like the over. It's at 45.5.
Yes.
I just think Navy is going to put up enough points, and that kid at Marshall, the quarterback's coming back, Wells, I think is his name.
Yep.
I like him. I don't think either defense is going to be great this year.
You ready for another one? I'm dropping a bomb on it, and I like it. You're going to laugh and say no chance, but I think Maryland plus 3.5 at home hits West Virginia. I don't love West Virginia. I don't get sliced for their quarterback.
All right. Hey.
Maryland's a – watch. Maryland
after San Jose cashes for us in the first – I guess it's called week zero.
Yeah, week zero.
When week one rolls out and they go to see the Trojans and they're getting 15.5, they're going to wish they had 35.5 because they're going to get boat raced.
You're talking about
you know what I'm talking about. San Jose State.
San Jose State.
San Jose State. Oh, yeah. After they beat that team, who is it? I can't even remember the name. There's Southern Mississippi.
I think you're
no, not Southern. Short. It's even worse. Who are they playing?
Southern Utah.
Oh, free money. Southern Utah.
I think you're selling San Jose short.
All right. Well, then save the VIG, and me and you will just take that. You want to take the plus 15 right now? 15 and a half?
Yes.
I'll give it to you. All right. Book it.
Book it, baby.
Slovis is going to – oh. This is finally the year USC has got to show up.
How about Texas in week one laying 8 to Louisiana? That's a scary game.
Did they lose yet? Texas. Don't I just feel like all they do is lose?
Well, they'll lose, but they'll play at – they're at home laying 8 to Louisiana. We know Louisiana is going to be sized for that game. That's a huge game for their program.
Yeah, well, if Missouri doesn't come out and act like an SEC team and beat Central Michigan by more than 2 scores, then they should just be banned. I mean
– I agree.
Missouri at home.
I kind of like that one too, because that's not a good – I just don't love that Central Michigan offense, and Missouri can play some defense. Missouri should hammer them.
With the way that they scheme up their offense, it is you couldn't – to play the SEC is the worst thing for them. But as fast as them boys
now,
are.
Now, here's an interesting line. So Kent State's at A&M. Kent State plays the fastest pace in college football. Now, I don't know if they're going to score much on A&M. They might score some, but they're going to give up a lot against A&M. A lot. And that total 65, that might get a sniff from old Skip on that one. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you. Here's my boys. Like I said, I like Nevada as the late night game. Here's the other, who do you think is going to be? Now I know who it's going to be, and they are going to, at least prediction wise, who's going to be the worst team in the Pac-12? I mean, they are going to be horrific.
The Pac-12?
Yes.
They have one in particular that's terrible?
Oh, this team is going to be brutal. For BYU to be on the road and lay
in
Arizona, for BYU to be BYU's on the road laying 11 with all that BYU lost on the road in week one laying 11. That's the other late game with Nevada.
I don't, I don't think I'd mess with that.
So that's kind of a wrap. I mean, as like next week, obviously we'll go over the games that are going
to. Oh yeah, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot more, but it's just such a long week. We're going to have another show way before.
Oh yeah, we're going to have a show because there's an interesting game that Monday night, Labor Day, the actual on Labor Day Monday night with Louisville at Ole Miss. Ooh, we got some points going. We got Cunningham for Louisville. We got Corral for Ole Miss.
Can I'm really liking that Missouri. Other? I'm really liking the Missouri.
I think
Missouri. Laying 14.
Dude, I think Missouri beats them by 30. I mean, do they not put it together?
They only have to beat them by 14 and you cash.
That's what I'm saying. I like that pick a lot.
Yeah, so our next show is the 31st. Oh, yeah, we got plenty of time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and by then, we'll have more info on all these games as far as players and all that stuff.
Be giving out real picks.
Are the Cowboys going to get hammered? Oh, boy, that money's starting to – money's flowing on the Buccaneers. Just jumped a whole point in the last week. You know why, don't you? Dacky poo.
Dak's arm, yeah.
Yeah, they don't know. What are your thoughts on that game? 7 and a hook, 50 and a half.
My thoughts are Zeke better start running the ball from week one to week 18, or he's going to be on another team. So I'm all in on my Cowboys this year. I think Zeke came back healthier, skinnier. I mean, as long as he plays every game, I think they're going to be a good team, even if Dak's out, as long as they don't put in DiNucci again. I like Cooper Rush. I think he was hurt last year. I'm pretty sure he was hurt last year. He's been in that rotation of our quarterbacks for years now. You know, he had a really solid preseason game the other night, 2 touchdowns.
You're talking about DiNucci?
No, DiPucci. I'm going to turn on Hard Knocks tonight. His ass is going to get cut. He sucks.
You like Rush.
I like Cooper Rush.
Yeah. I like Rush from Central Miss, baby.
And my boys all like Garrett Gilbert because he almost beat the Steelers when they were undefeated. And my sons they always harp on that. Oh, Gilbert almost beat. Should have beat.
You don't know where he went to college.
Who?
Gilbert.
Gilbert. Was it Texas Tech?
SMU.
Oh, it was SMU?
And then he transferred, I think.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I thought he was at
came in with a lot of hype. So much hype.
One of the most hype. I mean, so hype. But you know what? He's in the NFL. So, yeah, you're right. He went from Texas to SMU. You're right.
Any thoughts on the Eagles and the it's a terrible game, but just getting your thoughts. Eagles.
What are my thoughts? That is one of the best bets of the year.
Who do you love in week one?
The Falcons.
lay the three and a hook.
Of course. Of course. How so do you not? Is Calvin Ridley living? Is Calvin Ridley living and breathing? Is Matt Ryan alive? When that game comes around, as long as they're alive and playing football, that is a great pick week one. The Philadelphia Eagles are a dumpster fire. They're terrible. They have no quarterback. They suck. I'll be on that train all year, and I'm either going to lose a bunch of cash or win a bunch of cash because I am out on the Eagles this year. They suck.
I totally agree with that one. I think he's in his last legs as the coach there too. He's just about those.
Yeah, and you know, at home the Falcons are going to show up.
Especially for that week one because they're not going to get many W's this year.
Ready to roll.
Hey, whoa!
Just let me make my announcement. I am out on the Jacksonville Jaguars. I want to expunge it, get rid of it. It never happened. I'm out.
All because of ETN, you're out on him?
It's not just that. It's mainly that. Yeah, I think ETN was a huge. Now, if ETN goes down week five, week six, I mean, give me some time with the cat. I mean, you're not going to have him at all as a weapon. I think it does factor in big. I really do. I mean, when I'm sitting here ranting and raving about the Jags, I'm thinking they have two first-round picks from my Clemson Tigers.
Watched Lawrence so far,
Vanilla.
Here's the problem. Well, here's the one problem with a guy like Lawrence. Fields is going to have it. Even the kid Wilson. Now, Trey Lance will not have this problem if he gets in and starts. Mac Jones will not have this problem.
Mac who?
Mac Jones.
Yeah, you're too old for that.
Mac Jones.
It's a rap song reference. It's for the kids, man. You're too old for that.
Yeah, man. All I'm saying is, what's the one thing the Jaguars have a very poor, and it wouldn't have mattered if ETN was in it. They just have a worthless.
I think it did, dude.
They have a bad offensive line.
I know, but it's James Robinson at running back. He's been he was in the top 100 and NFL players voted for him in the top 100 out of all the league. So my point was with him and ETN keeping each other fresh, and really Robinson staying fresh because the rookie's there, I think that was going to make a difference. I think that's a huge deal for them.
It's probably a big deal, but you can't – Lawrence. This is in Clemson.
Lawrence holds the ball so long.
He holds it long. He's going to
run. It reminds me of my little league quarterback today. Just every play ends up being a rollout.
Yep.
Every play ends up being a rollout. Didn't even call a rollout, but, you know, he wanted a little more time, rolled out. I mean, it's just constant.
Let me give you what to do.
Got to get the ball out of his hands.
I told you what play to run. Run the fake.
Oh, we had four or five completions on that. But I wanted to try to get him vertical.
But isn't that unbelievable, that play? It works.
Oh, it works. Yeah, we had three or four catches. I mean,
it works in the pros. You think it's not going to work in the young kid? I mean,
I got to get a faster tight end. They were hawking his ass down, though.
Well, come on, tight ends at that age, they're so big and slow. How about this game, Bills and Steelers? What are your thoughts?
Stay far, far away.
I'm anxious to see. I think the Bills are going to be the real deal and make another leap forward this year. I'm not saying they're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, clearly Vegas does too. They're laying seven, dude. I'm staying away from that.
That is a ton of points. But I got to tell you, that is a well-coached football team. I'm just saying. Hey, everyone, how about this stat? I got to say it. I forgot to say it 2 weeks ago. The Baltimore Ravens, who clearly care about this, have now won. Listen to this number. They've won 19 straight preseason games. 19 straight. In openers over the last 14 years, they're 13-1 against the spread in every opening game. And I think not only have they won 19 straight, they cover almost every week. They're 2-0.
I'm putting in the Washington football team, also used to be known as the Redskins, at +173 in on the money line. That is a big fat winner.
Against who?
The Ravens in preseason.
Oh, last preseason game?
August 28th.
Okay.
Cash it. And what'd you say? They were 18-0 or 19-0?
19-0. They've won 19 straight.
Because if their ass goes 20-0, guess what? Come the 21st game next year, you remind me and I'll roll it double or nothing on them if I lose this one. That's how
I
get down.
Are you actually going to do it?
Hell yeah.
Like you have you put money in your account to do it?
Of course.
All right. Roll it.
Of course. +173. I wish they had an alt line. I don't think they do. You got to be a real degenerate to find that, but they might have an alt line.
So you're calling it now. So this is going on. Think about what I'm saying. This is going on. This is the fifth. They have not lost
a preseason
game since 2016. Think about it. That's crazy. They've won all in 17, when, 18, yeah. 19, 20, and 21.
When the clock strikes midnight on the 28th of August, that streak will be dead and gone, baby.
By the way, you know that Saturday, homie.
Whenever it is.
It's Saturday. The preseason wraps up Saturday. The Bills, by the way, you ready?
Winner!
The Bills have now won 9 straight preseason games.
Do you think they're going to win 20?
9 straight.
Okay, do you think they're going to win 20?
I think it matters to them, unlike other teams. I think the Redskins have a good shot, though, because the Redskins have some quarterbacks that'll go play. The thing about the Ravens is they have unbelievable backup quarterback. You have McSorley who can play, and then you bring in Robert, what's his name? Griffin.
And Huntley. They got Huntley.
Huntley.
Griffin's on the Griffin's doing what you're doing, podcast.
Chilling. He's out.
He's doing some podcast.
But
no, actually, he got hired by ESPN, NCAA football analyst.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Makes a guy like me feel old. I remember he just won the Heisman.
We've already talked about the Titan game. How about the 49ers Lions week one? 49ers on the road laying 8. That is a ton of. I know it's the Lions, but damn, that's a lot. I guess it is until you look up and it's 17-0. But that's a lot of points in week one, man. 8 points.
There's a few big numbers out there. The Bears getting 7. The Steelers getting 7. Both road teams, obviously. And then you got the Lions at home getting plus 7.5. So they seem to be by far the biggest underdog. I'm not putting real money on that game.
So Broncos.
If I did, I'd bet on my guy Goff, though. I do get sized.
Broncos is up to 1.5.
You know what? I changed my mind. Money line, Lions. Winner. Hey, Goff is so underrated.
Oh, God. Here we go. I love it. All year you'll be touting it. They'll be 8-9, and you'll be like, well, you know, Stafford only won 6 games, and I'll be like,
yeah.
Eight.
They'll be the 7th wild card.
Broncos at the Giants. Broncos are up to 1.5. Saquon is going to be out for week one, apparently. That is a big deal for Daniel Jones.
Wow.
The scuttlebutt. So the 2 Bronco quarterbacks.
God, that feels like a winner now.
Locke is 21 of 29 in the preseason. Teddy Bridgewater is 16 of 19 with 2 touchdowns, 180 yards. Locke's like 21 of 20.
Are you going to give it out right now? You love the Broncos, and you specifically, a friend of yours, a.k.a. The Edge, said, hey, only thing you better consider is that guy Saquon might be money, and he's not, clearly, because he's going to be in dress clothes.
He's not coming back for week 1. They hope to get him back by week 2. Now, that's a big deal, because if you're the Broncos and now you don't have to – because he's just such an X factor.
Hasn't that line moved 2 points?
Well, it's moved.
Has that line moved?
It's moved 1 point already.
Oh, okay.
It's moved 1.5. My fear, I'll get it in before 3 if it goes up.
You say that, but it'll be the day before the game. It'll be 3 and a hook, and we'll be saying, damn, we got to buy the hook down. That's one you should probably get in now. You love that one. It's your game of the year. Week 1 game of the year.
It's not my game of the year, but I do.
Team of the year. Team of the year.
I think that they're going to call. I think they're going to be better.
You love the Broncos.
I don't love them, and I don't even know that they'll make the playoffs. I just think their first 3 games of this. Here's their first 6 games, the Broncos. If you go 4-2 in these games, and the first 3, if you don't go 3-0, I mean, again, if you come out and you lose to the Giants, you just quit.
Well,
fire Fangio.
Oh, got you. Biggest game of the week 1 for the NFL is? I don't think it's even close.
Browns and Chiefs.
Got to be. Not only the biggest, the best. The spread is not indicative of how good of a game I think it'll be. Browns plus 6. I'm taking the Browns plus the 6. I'll probably take the Chiefs the rest of the year. You know, I love the Chiefs, always have. But I'll take the Browns plus 6. I just think they're going to have an outstanding defense.
Dude, they are absolutely
when
loaded.
When Denzel
on both
Ward
sides.
Is actually
loaded.
Lining up, when Denzel Ward's out there on the field for them, they're a different defense.
He's
usually not out there. He's always banged up. But when he is, and you're going to throw out there a guy named Jadeveon Clowney every 3rd down, keeping him fresh, and Miles Garrett.
They have stables of athletes coming
in. Nothing
but
pass rush.
Dude, in their offense, look at their running backs. Are you kidding?
Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt.
I mean, they're off. By the way, they made their offensive line even better this year, which was very good. I think Baker Mayfield is finally starting to mature just a bit because he was kind of an idiot.
How about he has to do less than any quarterback?
That's my point. And you know what?
In the league, who has to do – name
Well, I'll tell you who's going
to
do a little –
lie to me.
I'm not going to lie to you, but I'll tell you who – which is why they might win the Super Bowl again this year, because they have a good offensive line, way better than we thought, and they obviously can run the ball like they did in the Super Bowl. When you cannot make Brady, they're a little similar. I mean, Brady's obviously the greatest and he's older, but when Brady has to throw it 50 times in a game, he ain't great. When he can throw it 24, 25, that's all Baker Mayfield has to do a lot of times.
The Browns GM has to get credit, though. One of the best trades I've seen in years, they got Ronnie Harrison, a safety out of Alabama.
Oh, he's from so good.
The Jaguars, they just stole him. They absolutely stole him from him. And I just think that makes a huge difference for them. Everybody should be gelled together, ready to go. Browns are definitely in contention for the Super Bowl this year. Baker Mayfield will fuck it up. I promise you. He's the only reason they won't win a Super Bowl. I think they're probably, if I had to be honest, I don't get sized for Odell or Landry that much, but I think they have to be considered the most talented team top to bottom. Just with the way their offensive line is, the way their defensive line is, you know, they got two starting running backs. They got two number one wide receivers. Well, think about it. Most teams, Jarvis Landry's your number one. Most teams, Odell's your number one. Most teams, Kareem Hunt and Chubb are going to be your number one. I mean, I just think they're loaded. And their offensive line is one of the best.
When you can run in the NFL consistently, and I know the Ravens do it, but that's because Jackson gets 1,000 yards and they have those other two running backs that are good, but they're second place, not even close to me with like you say, with the Browns. When Browns can run the ball effectively, dude, it just makes – in the NFL, my God, you know, you're talking about pros. You're talking about very skilled receivers, like you said. Yep. That makes it so much harder as a defense. And then, oh, by the way, their defense isn't chump change. They keep just getting better and loading, like you said.
Oh, their defense is going to be so much better. I would take their defense right with the Redskins this year. I think between the Redskins and the Browns, they're going to be the two best defenses in the league.
Well, even though the Broncos
and obviously the Rams are another one. I know the Broncos. I like the Broncos, but look, I'm going to take a sure thing in Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald over what the Broncos might be with an old Von Miller and a rookie of Patrick Surtain, because you're relying big when you're the Broncos on an old guy in Von Miller and a brand new guy in Patrick Surtain. You know, give me the Rams, the Redskins, and Browns.
Who wins that game week one? Now, I believe.
Which one?
Chargers, Redskins.
Oh, got to take nobody in that game. But if I have to, I'm taking Herbert because he's the better quarterback. I am not going to bet against the better quarterback this year very often. Now, one game I just said I would is the Browns. And that I don't feel great about that. That could come back to bite you, right? I mean,
The Redskins make the playoffs?
No.
I think they will.
Well, you're wrong.
I think their defense. I think what's his name?
You know, it's funny. People say, "Will the Redskins? Will Ryan Fitzpatrick make it there?" Let's put it that way. Because let's talk that for a second.
I feel confident.
Ask me again. Will the Redskins? They could, but it won't be with Fitzpatrick playing every game.
Confident with any of their quarterbacks. I just think their defense is going to be dominant, really dominant.
I think one quarterback will mess it up a lot worse than another, and I just think that I'm not saying the guy behind him is better. I'm just saying the guy behind him is worth a shot because you could. What's crazier, Fitzpatrick wins the Super Bowl or Heinicke wins the Super Bowl? To me, it's Fitzpatrick because I've seen him for a decade, and I know what he is. I know what he's going
to
be. And
you don't know where he went to college.
Harvard. The Kim Bajor ass. Don't come with that. Come on now.
Is it Harvard? I thought it was.
Yeah.
It is.
No, it's Harvard. Yeah, it is Harvard. Look at you. We're going to have to put you in a home, man. But I'm being honest, though. I tell my friends all the time, if I was a Redskins fan, I'd be so pissed. I think we touched on it before. You know, you have a defense that could win a Super Bowl finally. When's the last time they had either side of the ball that could genuinely, you could say, hey, they could win a Super Bowl with that side of the football?
Agreed.
Unequivocally? And they're just wasting it. I'd take almost anybody but Fitzpatrick with some upside just to see if I could win a Super Bowl with him, because you'll never look back and say, damn, the edge was wrong. Ryan Fitzpatrick held the Lombardi Trophy this year. It's not happening. Now, I know what you asked, the playoffs. I don't think they're even going to make the playoffs. But my point is, his own father doesn't think he's going to win the Super Bowl. So why do the Redskins think that? I mean, you're wasting a year. Let's just call it what it is. It drives me crazy. That's why I do get psyched for the Lakers, the Yankees, the Cowboys. We roll it every year. Yankees, 10 in a row. 10 in a row. Coming on. Coming on at the right time, baby.
In the mix for sure. In the mix.
Oh, we are so in the mix. Like I told my son, he gets psyched for baseball. I said, as soon as we made those trades, I said, it better work or it's going to be something.
Funny.
Heads rolling.
A lot of no names for the Yankees, too, coming up, stepping up big.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Guys, I never even heard of.
So that's a wrap for this week.
Yep.
And we show up next Saturday. Play. I got some players that I'll send some.
Hey, picks. Last thing we forgot today that I was so excited to do, and then we'll wrap it.
What up?
College playoff sleeper team. I love it. Maybe you think on it a little more, but I mean, is there any that you really just, I mean, cause it gets me more excited than any preseason question. I do like the Heisman, but not this year. I usually like the Heisman question.
No,
but
I mean, would you consider Texas A&M a sleeper?
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, that's a sleeper team then.
Yeah. Well, I because definitely they do. Get they anybody get but the Big Four.
Well, then I'd say you have a Texas A&M could be a sleeper. You could have a team like, I mean, I just think there's only a hand. There's only, who's your sleeper playoff team?
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I just look at it and say there is not. I mean, it's so, I guess here's the one I would throw at you if I really had to.
North Carolina.
Nope. USC.
Yeah, but
the
we say yeah.
Pac-12 is weak. I mean, yeah, we say that Pac-12 is weak. Yeah, I know, but let's be honest. What's it come down to, Scott?
No, I get it. I get it. If USC, I mean,
yeah, because I mean they got Notre Dame on the schedule,
right?
And really nobody else. But isn't that enough to get it done if they roll the table?
If they run the table and do what they're supposed to do every year, and they beat Notre Dame and they win Pac-12 because you'll have to go through Oregon, which again is a top 10 team now. Good yes, team. That's a good sleeper team. Because
good team, but you don't, the again, they don't play the regular season.
Here's
so,
the
yeah, you do got to play Oregon, but not until all the chips are on the
that's
line.
That's what I mean.
Then you're a coin flip away.
Right, then you're a coin flip away. I like that pick. And the only reason I say A&M is they get and we know Jimbo lets you down every year, but they get A&M or Bama at A&M, and if they put it together. I like those two picks for sleeper teams. Really, yeah. USC's a true sleeper because no one's even thinking about them. And like you said, if they can beat Notre Dame,
they got the easiest road. Skip. They got when you hear some other sleepers, like let's say Texas A&M is the one I heard. Okay, that's one I have heard. Even Iowa State is another one that I've heard, and I like and I
no
can
way.
See where both of those. But their schedules and they're just getting there are so much harder. Now, the only problem that you kind of have if you're USC is Oregon is higher than you. But like you said, eventually they're going to meet if they're both undefeated.
Oh, no, that's not a problem. Yeah, they'll
and
meet.
I think USC just gets it done.
But I will say this. The only way USC meets, whereas A&M, if they stumble but then beat Bama and they each have one loss and somehow they slip into the SEC, they still have a shot at the playoff. USC has a less than 0%. If they fall, if they stumble at all, they will not. No,
all right, let me do it with one. So you're going in with A&M. You're going in with A&M. Give it to me straight. Are they going to lose to San Jose State at home?
Possibly.
USC. Oh, really?
Oh, USC. Oh, yeah, they could
out lose the. Oh yes. My God. Okay. So what about at Washington State?
Could lose.
Oh my God. At Colorado.
Could lose.
At Notre Dame.
Could lose.
Now, they got 2 weeks between that. That's another thing nobody's talking
here's
about.
Here's the thing about USC. They could lose.
They play October 2nd. They actually got 3 weeks. They play October 2nd. They don't play Notre Dame until October 23rd. Now, do you look at that as a good thing or a bad thing?
Depending
That's
on
That's 3 weeks.
It'll be a great thing if they're undefeated going into that game. It'll be an awful thing if they have a loss. They might fire their coach during that 3 weeks. Beyond if Helton loses early, they might fire him in the end.
But they get Utah at home, Stanford at home. I mean, I just think – Even BYU, yeah. I just think that USC can roll it. I love
they
it.
Could. They
All right,
could.
Boys. Until next week.
All right, boys. We'll holler at you next week. Peace.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.